Ai, tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa tākou māwhitu iratahi te iarere. Ai, ko te kai kororo e whaeke nei ko Mike Smith tētahi o ngā pauhaka whirinaki mō ngā āhuarangi o Aotearoa, no reira me tāriha ke tātou ki aia, morena e Mike.
Tēnā koe ho.
Hi, thank you again for taking the time out to join us this morning on this special day. The special day is because, hey, it's Thursday up here in Te Tukero, and we are really appreciating our environment at the moment, and we really want to hear a little bit more kōrero about your stance in the Supreme Court that you hopefully be taking, and the process that has happened so far as you have gone to the court appeal. Are you able to give us a little bit more of a kōrero about these so-called giants who you're trying to get to reduce their greenhouse gases?
Hi, tēnā anō koe hoa. Ka tika, every day in the Tai Tokoro is a wonderful day. And I'm so jealous of you all, and I'm sorrowful that I'm not up there enjoying that fabulousness with you all. So in terms of the climate issue, yes, as we all know, it's a declared global and national emergency, a bit like COVID. It's actually a bit worse than COVID, if you ask me, because COVID is not a global extinction event. Not everybody's going to die of COVID, but we could potentially come pretty close to that if we don't protect our climate from the overheating that we're already starting to experience now. And lots of people I'm talking to just in the last week or so have commented on the latest heat wave that's come through, the big storms, the big rainfall events, and the other visible signs that we can see that things are coming unstuck in our natural world. So it's a very, very serious problem. What are we going to do about it? Well, we need the government to be doing far more than it's currently doing. And for the last three decades, they've been dragging their heels and they haven't been really doing what it is that needs to be done. And that's the reason why I took the, two court cases. The Attorney General suing the Attorney General on behalf of the government, taking the government to court for their inaction and not doing enough about it. And the second court case is against seven of this country's largest polluters. And so, charging them, you know, for the lack of responsibility towards our people today and our mokopuna of the future, and that they know that the problems of the climate, their activities are causing to the climate and global warming, and they're not doing anything about it. And so the reason why we're taking them to court is because the government, in terms of the government, one of the reasons why the government won't do anything is because of the pressure of these big companies. These big companies that I'm suing in the other court case put pressure on the government, like the farmers, like the petroleum industry, like the oil industry and others. They've got a lot of money, they've got a lot of power, they can squeeze politicians until they cry, you know, and they do relentlessly. And so they force governments to back down on the actions that's needed to be taken. So sometimes in things like that, you need the enforcement of the law to force them to do things. You need the process to be depoliticized. And so we use the court system because once the judges make determinations, they can enforce them and they can force the government to do things. So that's one of the strategies. It's not the only strategy. Of course, the other strategy is we mobilize our populations to bring political pressure on the politicians by saying to them, look, if you don't do what's required, we will beat you out of office at the next election. But if you do what's required, we'll look kindly upon you and we might vote you back in next time. And so both those two things operating simultaneously, it's like a left hook and a right cross in a boxing match, you know. And so we don't want to just be one-trick ponies. We want to do these court-inspired legal challenges, but we also want to mobilise our people power and do these things in conjunction. And so that's basically the strategy that we're employing at the moment. But, you know, things are urgent. Every day that's delayed is a day lost, and it's another day closer to catastrophe. So we've got to be moving with speed and scale, and we need everybody, out there in the communities to look around and to realise what's happening around us. We can see it happening. The kōwhai trees are blooming early. The lambs bouncing around earlier than normal. The days are getting hotter. We're getting droughts. You think your mind back to 2019, 2020, that big drought that tore through Kaitaia. And I think Kaitaia was within days of running out of water. And if it wasn't for Te Rarawa opening up the bores out there at Sweetwaters and pumping some water through to Kaitaia, there would have been a real catastrophe. So these events we can see are rolling out around us. I've just been doing some sea level rise modelling this morning and looking at what Awanui looks like all the way into town. It's going to be underwater. If there's as little as a 2 metre sea level rise, that'll flood the whole of the Awanui Plains. And, you know, Patakorohas Marae out there at California will be underwater. Waimanoni Marae will be underwater. All the, you know, the properties around Kaimomo or people of Kaimomo, right down at sea level, Kumi Road, right across the plains, Spain's Road, right into town. And around Ngāti Kau also, some of the communities around Ngāti Kau also be affected like that. Because most of our people, well, if you're on the far north, you know, you're only 5 minutes from the either coast, really, or maybe a bit longer, but we're surrounded by water, and so very, very vulnerable to sea level rise.
Mm.
And particularly the sand, you know, the soil is so sandy, you know what happens when the water hits sand, it just melts. And so there's no real structure to a lot of the whenua, so it doesn't take much for, you know, a sand dune. Once it gets hit by a wave, it'll just flatten right out. And we've seen that along Tuonerua Tohe. Last time I was up there, it was just a cliff. You know, well, once upon a time when I was young, they were rolling sand dunes. Now they're just cliffs, so you can see where the water's getting higher. It's knocking down that protective sand dune barrier between the land and the forestry. And now there's places up there where there's no sand dunes and the water is actually running into the whenua behind the sand dunes. And so we can see these things happening. So we know that they're real, and we know that we've got to do something about it. So that's something about it is we've got to reduce our emissions. And the two major emissions in Aotearoa is the farming of cows, dairy farms, the methane coming from the cows, and the other big source of carbon emissions is our vehicle transport, and the fact that our cars are burning petrol, are burning diesel. And so there's this big move on at the moment to change our mode of transport. And that's going to be really difficult for a lot of people. I've got an 18-year-old son, you know, who says, oh, come on, Dad, you bought all the rest of the kids a car, their first car. You bought their first car for them. So, you know, what's my first car going to be? And it's a bit heartbreaking to tell them, mate, the days of cars are just about over. We're going to have to get you either an electric car or a skateboard. And he's not too impressed with the skateboard idea. And so it requires a kind of culture change because a lot of us have been brought up with this idea that we get in the car, we drive here, there, and everywhere. And that, especially as a young person, that's, you know, that's a very much part of your identity is to have your own wheels and to be independent. And but, you know, it's going to require a lot of adjustment to our communities, both in the economic sector, decarbonising our businesses, our land use changes. So there's a lot of change, but that's an exciting thing because we can change from the bad into the better.
Mm.
That's quite exciting when you let go of the things that you did in the past which weren't so tiffa, and you get on back on the huarahi pai, more of a closer to nature, a respectful relationship with Papatūānuku, with our rangi, our moana, our wai Māori, and our tūpuna knew how to live, in harmony with nature. And so we've just learned a lot of bad habits through colonisation. And so this is an opportunity for us to decolonise our ways of living and to come back in more harmony with our natural world. And
wow.
As we all know,
yeah.
You know, our natural world is our atuatanga. And so as we come back, and to build ourselves new ways of living consistent with nature, well, then we reconnect with the, you know, with the fundamental kaupapa Māori, Neki.
And with climate change, we have to appreciate, just as you said, that us ourselves and our lifestyles have to make a major change as well. Appreciate all the kōrero again, Mike. I know that you're so busy having to pull you off all these different hui just to get a little kōrero out of you. So we really appreciate the kōrero. Looking forward to the progress with the next steps that will be coming forward. We've seen you called out a whole lot of corporate giants like Fonterra, like Genesis Energy, and others, and look forward to hearing to see what their response has been instead of simply waiting for the courts. But again, nei rā te mea tu kia koe, hei whai wā ki te kōrero kia hau i te rangi nei e pāna ki tēnei kaupapa mō ngā āhuarangi. Hara mō Aotearoa, nahi engari mō tō tātou ao whānui, no reira, kia matara, kia ora.
Tēnā no koe, kia ora.
Ai, ko Mike Smith, tērā, koe ara tētahi o ngā tino pauhaka whirinaki mō ngā āhua o ngā rangi o Aotearoa, arā ko mō te ao whānui hoki. Ko kōrero kē ia mō o tō mātou taiao o te tai tukerau o te hikua ti ika, taia te kite ngā panonitanga, ngā panonitanga o tō tātou taiao. Nō reire e te whānau, ātawhakaro hia mō tō tātou taiao, mō ngā mahi e taia nā tātou te mahi kia tauawhi tēnei kaupapa mō tēnei wā, haka rongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo inirangi o te hikua ti ika, iwa tukau mā pitu ira tahi te iarere.